BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a special Christmas reel or no reel. Also, some people call up and sing Feliz Navidad from their Spanish lesson at school. Also, we get someone to call up their boyfriend and tell him they really don't like the Christmas present that he's been getting her for the last 5 years. If you want to do the same, then email me. And why is a man trying to sell me fish outside my front door at 8 a.m. this morning?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
I'm going in on Christmas today.
Do you reckon it's time?
Yeah, it's definitely time. Someone just tweeted me going, oh, get lost. It's too early for Christmas songs. It's not now. Come on, it's not.
No, and I think from next week, you can really ramp it up, can't you?
I mean, yeah, from Monday, don't expect me to be anything but festive.
Right.
Okay? Wrap Myself in Paper's going to be on.
We need to
download that again.
We do. We need to do all the Christmas things.
We download Wrap Myself in Paper, that great song by Magnus Carlsen, every year, and then we lose it, and then we have to download it again. So we are paying him. Mm. And obviously, he gets the money from when it gets paid on Radio 1.
Mm.
So... I mean, it's going to be full on Christmas next week.
Well, hang on. The line in that song is, it's Christmas in a week and a day, isn't it?
That?
Now, when is that? Because that's kind of when we're meant to be...
That's Tuesday, isn't it?
Right,
Tuesday.
So full on that day then.
May have worked that one out already.
Really?
Is it Tuesday when we can play it?
You're so excited on Christmas, aren't you?
I am, and I'm really pleased that I'm on Christmas Day this year. So, oh, you're here as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an odd one, that.
And then there's the thing of, are you going to come to my house afterwards because you've got nowhere to go?
Well, yeah, come on, we're not going to go into this again because...
It's all fine. So this morning when I woke up, knock at the door literally as I woke up. And there was the same happened yesterday as well. It's a man that comes around and goes, in a full-on fishmonger outfit, and goes, can I offer you any fresh fish at all? And this also happened yesterday. Am I on Downton?
There was a guy. There was a guy in Southampton who used to go around the clubs selling fish
in a club.
He was a real legend, like amongst students.
In a club.
In a club, yeah. He'd go round it, and I remember, like, it'd be quite late at night, and everything's a little bit maybe hazy, and suddenly someone approaches you selling
with
fish
with some cockles and mussels. No one wants that.
It's an odd move, but. Yeah, you seem to do that around the pubs and clubs, and I've heard of this being done before.
But to your door? Yesterday and today. Same bloke. Any fresh fish? I haven't changed my mind since yesterday.
Did you indulge?
No, I did not.
Bit of cod?
It was like 8 o'clock.
What does he expect you to buy at that time?
I don't know. I didn't see any fish on him. He just looks the part. He had the fishmonger outfit on. I couldn't see the fish, but presumably he did have it with him.
It's just a bit odd, isn't it?
Oh, it's 8 a.m. I might buy some fish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were talking off air the other day about how do you tell people when you get a present from them, the same one every single year, and you don't know what to say. You can't say you don't like it, but you have really gone off it.
Mm. Well, it's awkward, isn't it? Because you don't. Yeah, I mean, it's probably easier to say nothing.
Yeah. But what about if you really don't like it and you get it year after year after year? I was saying this to one of my friends as well, who has volunteered to come on air at 1:45 later and tell somebody else that they don't like that present.
Oh, I'm really not sure about this.
It's confrontation. I hate it, but it'll be good. That'll be later on, 1:45. This is my friend Kelly. Hi!
Hi, Scott!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Now, what present do you keep on getting every single year?
It's lovely, it's a lovely idea, but it's sickly and it's the same box of chocolates that used to be my favourites but are no longer my favourites because I have them every year.
All right. So they were previously your favourites but now you're sick of them.
Exactly. They once were delicious, they're now disgusting.
But he obviously doesn't know this, right? He thinks that you love these chocolates so gets them every year. It's a sweet thing.
It's lovely and I really appreciate it, but I just wish that the company would... go out of business so that I don't have to have them anymore.
How long do you think he's been buying you this for every Christmas?
We've been together for about 8.5 years.
Oh, that's a lot.
And it's birthdays as well, Christmas and birthdays. And he's told my mum that they're my favourite. So I get them from, you know, two sides each year, two boxes.
I mean, no offence, but like he's not being that thoughtful, is he, if he's just getting you that every single time on repeat?
It's laziness.
No, it's bit, not. It's
it
not,
is.
Though.
It is.
It's
though.
Not, though.
It's boy laziness.
No, it's not. It As is. A bloke, it's a safe bet. If you can get to that stage laziness. Where you know there's going to be one thing every year, guaranteed happiness.
There's no thought in it.
But there is, though, isn't there? He's,
no.
What he's done is he's been very clever about it. He knows she likes these things, so he's going to get it every year. It's guaranteed thumbs up.
Don't agree.
But when does it stop?
Right, so you said to me the other day that you are up for coming on air and telling him that you don't want him anymore.
Yes. I need your support and your backup.
How are you so certain? I mean, maybe, you know, maybe this year would be the year that things would change. Maybe
they
this
won't.
Year.
They won't.
He's got something different.
He hasn't.
I could bet money that he's already got them.
Mm-hmm. So what's his name?
Okay. James.
James. Okay, do you want to call him?
Yeah, let's do it. And
oh,
because this is the period where he can't break up with me, it's fine. We can do it now, can't we?
That's true, yeah. The window's closed. Yeah,
there we go.
So explain to me what you've persuaded her to do, Scott.
She's going to ring James and say, you know those chocolates you buy me every year for the last 8 years, Christmas and birthdays? They're lovely, but don't buy me them anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I think it's a bit harsh myself.
No, it's fine.
Does he get you anything else, Kelly?
Yeah, he gets me other things. But nice
this is,
things.
This is like his banker
this
present.
Is exactly.
Yeah, no, I think we should do it. Even though I will have to put my fingers in my ears while we're doing it because I hate any kind of confrontation. I mean, if you need me to jump in after you've done the deed, then I will do that.
That would be lovely.
Okay.
And out of interest, how do you think he's going to take this?
He's going to be really shocked and disappointed, and I might not get a present at all this year.
Yeah, you will.
But it's worth it. It'll be worth it just not to have them.
So last year when you got these chocolates, I take it you didn't like them then either?
No, I haven't liked them for probably the last 5 years.
So what do you say when he gives them to you?
Thanks!
My favourite! Thanks! Yum!
I want to ring him.
I don't know. I think just go along with it.
No.
What, every year forever?
No! He needs to be told. Right, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ring him.
Okay.
Are you fine?
I'm scared.
Oh, God. Okay, right, just...
I feel ungrateful.
It's fine. No, don't. It's fine. Just be nice. I'll okay. be with you afterwards.
Okay. Please don't answer.
Hello?
Hi, James.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hello, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm just ringing. Before you do any Christmas shopping... I just wanted to pre-warn you about something. You know the chocolates, the lovely chocolates that you very kindly buy me every single year?
Yeah.
I don't like them anymore.
Why?
Can you not buy me them anymore?
Ever?
Ever.
Not even for, like, Easter or...
No, never.
Never.
No.
I
haven't liked them for 5 years.
Have
you got me them already?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm really sorry. I do love you, but I don't like them. We're still friends, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Bye. Love you, bye.
Bye.
James? Oh.
Oh.
So he's gone.
Thanks.
Is he okay, Kelly?
He'll be all right.
Well,
it's a box of chocolates.
Yeah, but they're quite expensive, and it was obviously his backup plan. You said you were going to support me on this.
Right, okay, I need to call him back and explain. We'll play Katy Perry, and then we'll just call him back.
I thought he was going to say more than that, though.
I know, it was quite a short conversation, wasn't it? I will love you. Good song to play after that, I think. Katy Perry on Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. So Kelly's just called her boyfriend James to say she does not like the chocolates he gets her every Christmas and birthday. She's been getting them now for about 8 years. She hasn't liked them for five of them. So I am now going to call James back just to try and smooth things over a little bit. It was awkward. Hmm. And explain what's going on.
Why didn't you step in, man?
I don't know. Kind of left her out to dry a little bit, didn't I?
Hello?
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 Hi, James. This is Scott Mills from BBC Radio 1.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Did you just get a call about some chocolates from your girlfriend?
Yes, yes I did.
Right, that's my fault, really.
Right.
So Kelly wanted to kind of break the news to you, and I thought that I would kind of shoulder the blame for it. Like, it's me that put her up to this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but she doesn't like them.
It's true. I should have just done it through email.
Yeah, but I think it's better because you can blame me now, because it's been something you've been wanting to say for ages. But you can just say, oh, it's because of that stupid Scott Mills and his radio features.
That stupid Scott Mills and his radio features.
Yeah, see?
James, are you disappointed because you've now got to buy another Christmas present?
Yeah, I think, well, it wasn't really the main present, you know.
Mm. But does it come as a shock to you, James?
Yeah, it was really.
Yeah.
I thought I knew her. Everything she likes.
This is awkward.
But she did used to like them. She doesn't like them now. People go off things, you know?
Yeah.
Are you
gone off her?
Pardon? Now, you did rely on that present for many years, didn't you? Are you worried that you've now got to think of something else?
Yeah, that was my secret backup. I mean, she knew that it was coming, but, you know, I thought it was clever.
Yeah. And you thought it was safe.
Just get socks.
Socks.
Socks are the new chocolates.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to it. I think it's fine. James, are you fine?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'll get over it.
Yeah, you'll get over it. You just got to get
something else. Chocolates, mate. It's only chocolates. I mean, cheer up a little bit.
You know what I mean? It was a painful moment, but I think you've got it out in the open now. It's all good.
We got through it. Thanks,
you got through it.
Move on.
Stronger, yeah? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
So, we should go through what is happening over the next couple of weeks. Let's go backwards from Christmas. So,
you're so excited for Christmas.
Yeah, so all over Christmas, we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. So that is 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. So we're on Christmas Day and Boxing Day as well.
So when people wake up on Christmas Day, we'll be on.
Yes. I'm very excited about being on Christmas Day morning as well.
That's cool, because that's when all the presents are on.
Yeah. So put Radio 1 on Christmas Day morning, because we'll be on. I haven't done that for about 4 years. And I know Greg's done it for about the last three or four years.
He loves it.
Yeah, it's really fun. I can't wait to do it again. And next week on the show, Monday, we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show again. Grimmy's off. Don't know where. Probably après ski. Yeah. Casual day off. So he was doing this show and we are doing breakfast on Monday, next Monday. Tuesday, back on normal show. And at 1:45, get this in your phone, write it down, tell your mates, Will Ferrell plays Innuendo Bingo.
It's got to be our biggest one.
It is our biggest one, no doubt. So Will Ferrell, Innuendo Bingo, 1:45 Tuesday. I just saw a couple of mates last night and they're like, have you really got Will Ferrell? I'm like, yes, we have.
It's just ridiculous,
isn't it? People just don't believe it. So Will Ferrell playing Innuendo Bingo, 1:45 Tuesday. Make sure you're on for that. Make sure you watch it. Wednesday, casual, Bear Grylls is on at 1:45. That'll be good. Not seen him for a while.
What a legend.
So Bear's on Wednesday. And also, there's a special official chart update on Wednesday. It's an hour between 3 and 4, and we'll actually have some of the people that could be Christmas number one live with us as well in the run-up to the actual Christmas number one the following Sunday. So Wednesday, Bear Grylls and the special hour-long official chart update. Thursday, it's all about the Radio 1 Live Lounge Christmas party, which Fern is hosting, and we have a very special, I do believe, surprise.
Vague, but yeah.
We're going and we've been assigned an area. That's all we can say.
Okay.
All right?
It doesn't sound as that great.
Not compared to the rest of the week, it doesn't, does it? But that's because we're leaving it vague for now. But it's going to be good.
Party will be fun.
Party will be good. So it's Bastille, Jake Bugg, special guests. You can listen on Radio 1. You can watch on the internet, on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your tablet, and on the red button on any BBC TV channel.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, today's Who of the Day comes from Cara, who's the producer of the show, and her mum, Mrs. O'Brien. Mrs. O'Brien was trying to make a payment to Cara last night, but she doesn't do the online banking, so she said to her on the phone, hang on a second, I'll just find my chequebook. Hey!
happened at the end there? That was nasty.
Oh, I did a little fart as well.
What? Why are you saying that? What made you just say that? What is wrong with you?
You
sometimes?
Know when you cough so hard that you fart a little bit?
No.
All right, that just happened. But
that doesn't happen.
Oh, it does sometimes. Come on. Oh. CJ in Reading's been on. She's going to get her Spanish boyfriend to sing Feliz Navidad to her tonight. Oh, adios.
Don't want to know.
Hi, Scott and Chris. My boy Ben sang that with the school choir outside the Tate in St Ives last night.
That would have been sweet.
Police officers have been doing it. Somebody was on their night shift last night in the actual police and sang it to the colleagues while out and about on the beat.
Cool.
And Dan Foy on Twitter says, I cannot believe I'm actually doing this, and has put a picture next to it of him getting it up on YouTube, Feliz Navidad, with the lyrics, so he can sing along as
doing
well.
Doing what?
Getting Feliz Navidad up on YouTube with the lyrics so he can sing along.
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Uma.
Where are you, Uma?
I'm in Wolverhampton at school.
How can I help?
Well, we're just going to sing Feliz Navidad, if that's okay.
Who's we? Didn't you say you're at school?
Well, our Spanish class is going to sing it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hola.
Oh, hola.
Buenos aires.
No, Chris doesn't know any Spanish. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está?
Bien.
Yeah.
Falafel?
That's good, not falafel. Stop it. I'm really sorry if you're Spanish and listening or speak Spanish. So offensive. Okay, so who's with you now?
We're in our Spanish class, so there's like five of us.
So where are you at school?
Wolverhampton Girls High School.
Okay.
Oh, but this is a Spanish A-level class, so you must be really, really good at Spanish.
Pretty good.
So you must know all the words to this song, because the thing is, I sing it now that Scott's shown me it, but I don't really know what the words mean.
Oh, it's Merry Christmas three times, and then it says Happy New Year and happiness at the end.
That's
it.
I didn't know that. So do you obviously know this song?
Yeah.
Chris only found out about it like earlier this week.
Yeah, it's pretty big in our Spanish class.
It's big everywhere apart from here, but that's my aim, to make it big here as well.
Hmm. Yeah, you should definitely make it a thing.
So you're going to sing it?
Yeah.
Is there a teacher there?
Yeah, our teacher's here.
What's her name?
Mrs. Hand.
Mrs. Hand.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Hand.
Hi.
Oh. Yeah, definitely
Hello,
a teacher.
Hello, I am Mrs. Hand.
Hello, Mrs. Hand. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
¿Cómo está?
How are you doing?
Right.
Hello.
Do you know Spanish, Mrs. Hand?
Well, yes.
Are you the Spanish teacher?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Oh. Are you an actual Spanish?
No, I am French.
Oh, God, multilingual. Oh. Do your French accents, Chris.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Madame Hand.
Oui.
Voilà.
Stop it.
Voulez-vous...
No. Okay, right, so let's do Feliz Navidad, shall we?
Yes.
Are the class ready?
Yes, they are ready. Just a second, then.
Can I put it on loudspeaker now or not?
Yeah.
This is going to be good. Yeah, I can feel it.
By the way.
Right then, how
okay,
are we doing this?
Shall I count you in?
Yes, please.
So, here are the Wolverhampton Girls High School, led by Mrs. Hand, in their Spanish class with Feliz Navidad. I'll count you in. One, two, three.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad,
prospero
año y felicidad.
That's the hard bit.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah! Yeah. Loving that.
Woo! And Feliz Navidad to you.
Yes. Yes. Did you enjoy 1D Day?
I did enjoy 1D Day very much.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Is this an actual Spanish lesson right now? Is this the kind of thing you do?
No.
Oh.
No, we do... A lot of work.
Right, so it's just for us.
Yeah, just for you.
Well, thanks for interrupting your Spanish lesson.
That's okay.
Thanks, Uma. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's just me and thee today on Real or No Real.
Aye.
Danny Howard's, don't know where he is.
No excuse?
Probably DJing. Do we have an excuse from Howard? No, just off.
Well, should we make up something that he's doing then? I say he's getting tanned.
I say he's getting boffed. And it's time for Real or No Real without Danny Howard. A selection of facts, some of them real, some of them no real. Your job is to work out which is which.
One in three South Koreans is a Manchester United fan.
Do you know what? I can believe this because Manchester United would be massive. Massive there, I seem to remember. This isn't one for you, this, is it?
Might sit this one out, to be honest.
Well, you can't, you're playing.
This is going to be a complete guess, of course. All I do know is that when I went on holiday to Thailand once, everybody, like a lot of people, a lot of Thai guys had Manchester United tops on. But that's not South Korea.
You're an interesting one with football, aren't you? Because your natural thing is you won't side with any team. You can't really say you support a team because as soon as someone said, oh, Scott, will you support this team? You'll just say yes.
Yeah, I have done that in the past.
You haven't got a sort of staunch loyalty to...
No, I mean, as a non-football fan, I don't think you do, really. You don't have a team, do you, if you're not into football?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Do I need a team?
Well, I think the natural thing would be Southampton, because you're from around that way.
But and I've done stuff at Southampton before. I've, like, been down there and met some of the guys and stuff, but...
But you don't like confrontation, so as soon as you say that, you know that suddenly you're going to get lots of... For example,
Southampton.
Portsmouth fans then messaging in saying, oh,
yeah,
Scott, you know.
I know. Oh, you idiot. Don't be a Southampton fan. Up Pompey, whatever it is.
But do you know what? Manchester United is one in... I mean, I'm sure you...
I'm aware of how big they are.
Yeah, massive club, right? So yeah. so the big joke is lots of people support Man United
who aren't from Manchester. Yeah, yeah, I know that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm saying real.
I reckon they've got a massive fan base out there.
One in three South Koreans.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is real.
That one's real.
Yes.
What did you say?
Real.
Oh, yeah.
Good knowledge from me there. Good football knowledge. And next.
According to tradition in the Czech Republic, the number of people at the Christmas dinner table must be even, or the person without a partner will die within a year.
Ooh. Oh, I like crazy Christmas traditions in other countries.
Now, does this have to be a physical person, or is the idea that you just set the table for, I don't know, a sort of...
I think setting the table, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, it's quite harsh, though, dying, isn't it, within a year?
Yeah, it doesn't seem very Christmassy, that.
No.
But I guess it's one of those unlucky things, isn't it? Like walking under ladders and...
Yeah. My favourite one from Japan is that it's traditional to go and have a KFC at Christmas in Japan.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Are you sure you haven't just been duped by an advert?
No, that's absolutely true. It's part of Christmas.
It's not
in
part
Japan.
Of Christmas.
Look it up.
Okay. Well, I can't right now, but it's...
It is.
I don't believe that.
It is. It's part of... You know, like, here we would... what would you, like, in Germany, you'd eat sausages, right?
Yeah.
In Japan, it's traditional to have a KFC at Christmas.
Wow.
Back to the Czechs.
I'm going to say this is no real.
I'm going to say real, I think, because I like these ones. And that a lot of them are slightly weird.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm losing. Good. What about this? Play along at home. 10 Scott Mills points for everyone to get right.
The fairy at the top of the Christmas tree was originally introduced as an alternative to the star by a washing up liquid company in 1957 during a marketing campaign.
Oh, this will be very disappointing if true. I don't know, but all these things start somewhere that, like, the fairy must have started, because it's not part of the original Christmas story, is it, the fairy?
The fairy, no.
So at some point that's been added, top of tree, put a fairy on it.
Father Christmas, not in the original.
What is on top of your tree, please?
Do you know what? This year it's just a star.
Is it?
Yeah, I haven't put any celebs on this year because I don't feel that any of them have been worthy enough.
Back to the Japan chicken thing. Apparently,
oh, am I right?
Well, kind of right. I mean, there's a big tradition of it.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's the go-to meal on the big day. That's what I said. I said it's a thing in Japan. That's what I said.
It was a marketing campaign, though, Scott. So you have been kind of duped by an advert.
I haven't, because they do it every year.
Star on top of tree, though.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. I don't believe this for one second that the Christmas fairy was a marketing campaign. No, real.
Oh. Was it by a washing up liquid? Was that the point? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Okay, are we back even again?
Yeah, 20-0.
What about this then? This is the decider.
Within the last hour, Matt Cardle has taken to Twitter to announce the immediate release of his new album.
Amazing.
Oh, like Beyonce.
So, can you explain to me what's gone on with Beyonce here? Because...
Okay, so I like what she's done. I mean, the trouble is, everyone, as always with Beyonce, is like, oh my God, she's a genius. Not really. She just went on Instagram, cooked some vegan cookies and released an album. That's what she did.
Is that what's happened?
Yeah, pretty much. But no one knew about it, which is why everyone's like, oh my God, it is amazing.
So is this album any good? Or is this, am I naive to think that I didn't take
the day off to listen to it. I was going to.
Is this a few drinks last night? A Christmas party which has escalated.
No.
You know, like work parties where you often end up back at the office kind of thing?
Yeah.
Having a, you know...
What, you think that her and Jay ended up in the studio and then released it this
morning?
It just
seems like a rush job.
No, it doesn't sound like a rush job.
Does
I heard
not?
A couple of tracks. No, it's definitely an album. But, you know, it's Queen Bee. Ah! I love her, but seriously, can we all just calm down? It's just an album by an artist who's very good.
Okay, and we're saying
he's,
that now other top artists are following suit, and Matt Cardle
has Rush released his new one on the back of Beyonce and a new album, Beyonce.
I don't think that he would do this, so I'm going to say no real.
Oh, I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh, they're lost now.
You've lost, Scott. I got 30, you got 20.
I always lose every time I play.
Lucky son.
You're right. We're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Monday. Then on Tuesday, when we're back to normal, it's a big week. Will Ferrell on Innuendo Bingo, Tuesday at 1:45. Listen and watch. And at 1:45 on Wednesday, Bear Grylls. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.